The killing of a family of Coptic Christians in New Jersey is stoking tensions in the Egyptian community there. The police and the FBI are investigating the crime. They say there's evidence of robbery, but they're exploring other theories as well. As Marianne McCune of member station WNYC reports, some in the community believe the incident is a hate crime.
Police found the mother, father, son, and daughter of the Armanias family in their Jersey City home, bound, gagged, and stabbed in the throat. Friends and neighbors are both enraged and afraid.
3 days now, 4 days, I can't sleep.
Joseph Wahaba drives past stores that sell Egyptian tahini and flatbread. Their signs in English and Arabic. He runs into a friend at the scene of the homicide, a two-story green house, now cordoned off with police tape and decorated with flowers, photos, and handwritten cards. Sylvia doesn't want to give her last name.
I just came by to see them, to see the house. Miss them.
Coptic Christians populated Egypt before the Islamic conquest, and over the past 50 years, hundreds of thousands have fled religious tensions there. There are about 800,000 in the United States, thousands here in Jersey City, but there are at least as many Egyptian Muslims in the area, and since last week's homicide, some Coptic Christians have hastened to blame Muslim extremists. At the funeral Monday, one man called the Muslims who came to offer condolences killers. Rumors have circulated that tattooed crosses were gouged out of the family's wrists. Police say that's not true. At a press conference, a group of Muslim community leaders said they understand why people are lashing out.
Feelings are very, very hurt. And people sometimes, when they are in pain, they speak without thinking.
But Suzanne Lutfi of the Egypt American group urged the media not to focus on the suspicion and anger of a few, and not to characterize the relationship between the two groups as troubled.
Yes, there is tension, but it's not as it is expressed by the extremists from both sides.
When Joseph Wahaba and his church friend Sylvia run into each other again at a local cafe, they say Christians and Muslims share tables here while they smoke flavored tobacco in the traditional hookah water pipes.
The tension is in Egypt. It's been that way forever. But since we came here, I haven't seen anything. I've been here for 23 years and I've never seen this kind of tension. It only started boiling up after this case.
But around the corner in a Coptic Christian-owned deli, contractor Samir Youssef says these issues need attention. He says he came here from Egypt 24 years ago because discrimination made it impossible for him and his family to get ahead in their work and studies.
Muslim people, they bother us. We cannot really wear crosses on our chest. We don't have the equal opportunity like here in America.
Though some Muslim leaders say the discrimination in Egypt is exaggerated, Sean McGuckin of Columbia University's Theological Seminary says it's often swept under the rug.
People are quite afraid to talk about it. The Coptic side of the church would prefer peace and quiet. It keeps its head down. The government is well aware of many of the forces of Islamic fundamentalism, that it doesn't want to stir up fires.
When it comes to last week's homicide, the local Coptic Christian bishop agrees with his Muslim counterparts that everyone should hold their accusations until police finish investigating. But a press release from one of his churches says there are signs the killing was a hate crime, and it would be, quote, disconcerting if it were classified a robbery for reasons of political correctness. A statement from prosecutors says they continue to explore any theory the evidence supports, and that speculation as to motive will not advance our inquiry. For NPR News, I'm Marianne McCune in New York.